A discussion on whether Tampa City Council members can attend advisory board meetings grew contentious this morning at City Hall. Those advisory boards, known as Community Advisory Councils, or CACs, are located in various neighborhoods in town in places like East Tampa and Drew Park. Sal Torito is an attorney with the City of Tampa. He's been working on various draft proposals on new rules in recent months.
The earlier policy basically was saying that you should not attend these meetings. Now you're being urged not to, but you're not being prohibited from attending meetings. And also there was a provision in there dealing with ex-party communications, which I was asked to remove, which I have removed. And the policy is now is basically urging someone not to attend. If you do attend, to make sure that you let the advisory committees know that you're there in your own capacity, that you're not speaking for the board. Unless the board has taken a position on that, then obviously you can go there and speak on the board's position. It's those kinds of provisions that you've asked me to put in there, which I have done.
Dingfelder added that he could not understand why the city would want to discourage council members from attending such meetings.
I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. I think it's really silly to be tying our own hands and constraining ourselves.
But Councilman Charlie Miranda said the idea for discouraging council members came from him and said that he had concerns of possible violations of the state's sunshine laws.
When a council member attends a meeting that they themselves appoint the people to that board, and another council member, with or without notification, shows up, and if two council members speak, you got what they call a conflict of interest, a violation of the Sunshine Law and other things legally. It has become apparent, to me anyway, that these things were going on.
Miranda also said that the mere presence of an elected official sitting in a council advisory meeting could create an intimidating effect on those running those meetings. He said that's why his intent was to eliminate the possibility of an appearance of an impropriety, and then seemed to refer to a story that surfaced earlier this week.
I have enough problems in government when individuals, that's why the majority of the people don't like elected officials, don't trust the government, and don't really care what happens because they feel like they've been run over by a semi, and then a big water compactor came over and ran them over, and they're as thin as an inch. Because we take a job, you retire, and a month later, you're back in the same job, making the same amount of money, while the rest of the people are starving to death. I'm getting tired of seeing this in this whole set of government. I ain't talking about the city of Tampa. I'm talking about all the governments.
That comment appeared to be directed at so-called double dippers, such as perhaps Robert Hunter, the former head of the Hillsborough County Planning Commission. Hunter retired in December and will receive over $40,000 in pension benefits and a one-time payout of more than $200,000. But earlier this week, at a Planning Commission meeting, a member contacted Hunter during the middle of the meeting and asked him about returning to his job, and he said yes. Councilman Charlie Miranda continued in that same vein.
I don't want to see anyone's name in a headline that I work with, including myself. I think it's distasteful. I think that the government is not liked by the people it serves for various reasons, of not the things that we don't do, but for the things we do do.
But Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she ran for office because she felt that citizens in Tampa felt disempowered, and she wanted to help them in their neighborhoods. She said the tone of the board could provide for some of that disaffection by citizens.
And I also think that if people have a bad idea, a negative impression of politicians, it might help if we were more respectful to each other and weren't suggesting that other people were trying to skirt sunshine laws or do something illegal.
Mulhern said she had served on the city council for nearly 2 years and never had anyone question her or her colleagues possibly violating sunshine laws except for the city's legal staff.
I'm really